Time for us to bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Humid and foggy.
All right. Now, you made a mistake yesterday.
I made a mistake.
Very, 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 very big mistake in one of your predictions.
Was what?
You predicted that the Yankees would beat Minnesota last night. Now, wait a minute before you go crazy. You know what your mistake was?
What?
You didn't know who the starting pitcher was.
Well, regardless of who was starting, they should beat the Twins. They're only 12 games under 500.
You know who started. Guess.
Oh, I know Gray.
That's right. Guess how many runs Gray gave, he gave up in 2.5 innings.
I think 4.
Five.
Well, they gave up 10 in total.
Well, still, they lost 10-5. So, anyways, you made a big mistake there. You should have factored that in.
Yeah, the Gray factor, but like I said, you're playing a pathetic team. You should be able to outscore them. They only scored. The Yankees scored 5 runs last night, and 4 of them came on a grand slam.
Here's the thing, and especially with someone like you who plays the odds, a team hasn't beaten another team all year long.
That don't mean anything. When a team sucks, they suck.
And you've got the most unstable pitcher for the Yankees pitching. It could add up to a loss.
Well, I'm saving my nickels and dimes. And when the Yankees play the A's and all that stupid, boisterous New York money comes in on the Yankees and makes them probably a 1.5 or 2-1 favorite over the A's, I'm betting all those nickels and dimes on the A's.
All right. So anyways.
I'll make up for it right there.
All right. Before we go any further in that, I have to jump on the media again this morning. We are 1 week into the NFL season, okay? Already, there are media reports all over the place about the Detroit Lions head coach is overmatched. He's not ready for the job. And already they're all over John Gruden. He shouldn't have come back. He should have stayed in the broadcast booth.
Well, you know how the media is.
It's one game into the season. And then, finally, someone with some sanity pointed out, well, every coach that was hired this year, in the NFL, had one thing in common on opening day.
They all lost.
You know, sometimes I being a Giant fan, I'm more than used to people jumping on the bandwagon, saying people should get fired and stuff like that. I mean, that's been my whole life with the Giant fans. But the national media, to get on this guy in Detroit.
The media stinks.
Anyways.
The media is the enemy.
The media makes you, and
the media breaks you. It all depends if they like you or not.
They're not the enemy. They just make stupid mistakes.
They are the enemy.
They are not.
The only media that isn't the enemy is us.
I don't know about that. All right, so I now.
Mean, these are the same guys that when Gruden turns the Raiders around and they have like a 7-2 record, they're going to say how great he is. And you know what he should do at that point?
Yep.
Not go to any press conferences. That's all. They stink. The media stinks. And Patricia, they said, was a genius in New England.
That's right.
So what happened? When he got on the plane to go to Ohio, he got stupid?
That's right.
When was the last time the Cleveland Browns had a winning record?
Exactly.
Even Belichick couldn't win with the Cleveland Browns.
That's right. All right, now I want to move into one of the stupidity in sports.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Which one is this?
This whole thing that happened with Serena, the guy that was sitting.
Oh, please.
No, the guy that was sitting in the chair, the umpire.
Mm-hmm.
The umpire's union. It's not really a union, but it's an association where there's 300 guys. Said that they're going to boycott because of how he was treated, and finally. One sports guy was right, said, boycott because really they can do a better job with electronic line balling than having you people around. He said, boycott. He said, if you guys boycott over this, there's 305 other tennis junkies that are willing to take your place. So just shut up.
Well, it all originated because a baby complained like a baby. It all started because of that. I mean, you voice your opinion to the umpire or whatever it's called. You tell them they're wrong, you blew it, and that's it. But demanding for an apology, that's an imbecile right there.
But all I'm saying is umpires have had to put up with Ely Nastasi, John McEnroe. I can go down the whole list of players that have been rotten to umpires. Just sit there in the chair and let the United States Tennis Association fine people.
And what was the score of the last set that Miss Williams lost?
I don't know.
It was 6-1. Yeah. I mean, I don't play tennis. Is that close? 6-1? Is that close?
No, but
I doubt that that single call had anything to do with her getting her butt kicked.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Red Sox became
just my opinion.
Okay, Red Sox became the first team to clinch last night. Red Sox became the first team to clinch.
Well, here we can do this in the media. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Every baseball team that will probably make the playoffs last night won, except the Yankees. See how I just spun that?
Yeah, well, that's because
every team won except the Yankees.
You're a great Yankee hater.
What does that mean? Absolutely nothing.
You're a great Yankee hater is what it means.
I'm just stating a fact. I'm just stating the Braves won. Arizona won, St. Louis won, Chicago won, Cleveland won, Boston won, Oakland won, Houston won. They all won except the Yankees.
What does that mean? No.
Nothing. But you could spin that into a big story if you want,
You just made another mistake.
What's that?
Milwaukee lost.
Well, they were playing each other. Somebody had to lose.
I'm just saying Milwaukee lost.
But a playoff, well, if the season ended today, Milwaukee doesn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm not wrong.
Okay. All right.
They don't. They don't make the playoffs today.
All right. You know how the Jets knew about every play?
How the Jets knew about every play?
Yeah. How they knew the signals.
Yeah.
But you know how they knew it, right?
No.
Because the offensive coordinator, who's worked in the league for years,
mm-hmm.
used the same playbook that he's used for years.
Then maybe Patricia is a dope.
That it can use the same playbook.
If that's true, they have evidence of this?
Yeah.
Is Robert Mueller going to put a case in on that?
No, there's evidence of it. That's exactly
what's the evidence of it? No, I'm curious. I'm not trying to start trouble.
They admitted it.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Detroit. Well, Patricia's not there. He's in Cleveland. I was wrong with that. They didn't change the playbook.
No, Patricia's in Detroit, isn't he?
I thought he was in Cleveland.
No, he's in Detroit.
He's in Detroit?
Yeah, he's the guy with the beard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Detroit.
Who's in Cleveland? What loser's there now?
The same guy that was there last year.
Oh, okay. They didn't change the playbook.
The Jets didn't know the Jets didn't know the initial plays they were going to call, but the minute they started calling out their different plays at the line of scrimmage, they knew exactly what they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here's my advice this week. Bet against the Jets. Because I'm sure they're not going to know what plays are coming this week.
That's right.
Huh. I mean, and you got to look at it, because when I saw the stats initially yesterday morning, and I saw that the quarterback only threw for 180 yards, and I saw that they scored 48 points, I'm like, wow, how is that possible? Well, all the turnovers they got from Detroit on interceptions.
Yeah.
So now kind of makes sense. Yeah. Who do Jets play this week?
I don't know. We'll find out in a day or so.
Let's see. Who do they play real quick? The Jets Jets. Where are they? Let me see with that thing. Oh, they play the Dolphins. Ooh, there's a total battle of ineptness right there. I would bet Miami beats them, because I don't think Miami has the same playbook.
I don't think so either. All right,
let's see what happens this week. Detroit plays San Francisco.
Yep.
Detroit plays San Francisco. Oakland goes to Denver. If Detroit goes to San Francisco and wins, and Oakland goes to Denver and wins, all of a sudden those two coaches are
geniuses
again.
All right. Anything else we could talk about?
Not big. We'll stay with football for a little bit. Two teams that were pretty inept last week. The Giants and the Dallas play each other this week in Dallas. That's a big game for both teams, because you don't want to start the season 0-2, and one of them will be 0-2. So that's a Sunday night game, so that should be pretty interesting.
Absolutely. And the quarterback for Dallas should sue the team for for lack of support. They traded away all his receivers. Witten retired, and the guy, poor guy, has no receivers. No,
they got rid of Bryant. Yep. They let him walk. Witten retired, and they didn't replenish anybody. So who's he supposed to throw to? Popcorn guy.
He's got nobody to throw to. Unbelievable. And that also affects the running game because now they can stack up on the running game.
Oh, yeah, they can put eight in a box, nine in a box, sure. And then in another interesting game, with Tampa at home after they beat up on the Saints, the Eagles go to Tampa. So we'll see if Tampa's for real this week.
All right, Mike. What's
his name? Fitzsimmons?
Fitzsimmons, yeah, Fitzsimmons.
Yeah, Fitzgerald, Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
We'll see what happens.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right, take care.
Have a great day.
Bye. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports here on Robin Hood Radio.